This is Tall Tale TV, your podcast for sci-fi and fantasy short stories.
Ganian, A Man from Blood, by Aaron Dennis. There was a time when man was powerful and hungering for more power. He set his wizard's gaze to search for the unknown. A forgotten king learned of an island, and it was said no one had ever been there. But that was not the truth. Before man was powerful, demons ruled by flame. Whether it was divine providence from above, the steely determination of heroes, or the demons' own hubris, they were defeated, driven deep, deep underground. Time passed. Man flourished under its own rule. It was forgotten that the demon cannot die. And so, the residents of an island grew reckless, as all those with an insatiable thirst for power do. They stole deep beneath their proliferous kingdom. There, they found flame. The flame beckoned, and the flame promised, but fire devours all. When the haughty king sent his men on an expedition to that island, his men discovered evidence that it had been very much inhabited. Though no sign of battle was evident, whole forests were cut down, homes set in disrepair, and ominous clouds covered the skies. But still, the expedition trekked forth in search of power for their king. Every turn held great trepidation for both the soldiers and those brave men whose purpose it was to find the unknown source of power. Starting with an errant bolt of lightning destroying their only vessel, evil quickly reared its head. Matters grew out of hand. The sun set, never tries again. Vile monsters came forth from shadow and feasted on human flesh. The very air poisoned the voyagers' souls. And when they pressed beyond the domain of the sealed, they too found demons. It is unclear whether or not any of the king's men survived. But what is known is that a great wizard, begot of great wizards, sealed the demons away, as he had done ages prior. For a time, immense destruction was averted. On the island, the worst of dangers subsided. Yet disasters lurked behind darkened recesses. Like men who hunger for power, demons hunger. But theirs is a fierce hunger. From a sealed tomb, one demon continued to beckon. It continued to prod at the souls of good men. A progression of tribulations accosted those left upon the island. Some settled in as there was no other alternative. It was an awful life, but any attempt at sailing away was met with an untimely demise. Goodwill alone does not stay evil, and good men fall to bad judgment. The horrid living conditions broke the spirits of men and even twisted some into monstrous creatures. Thirsting for more power, the demons sought out and away from the island by ways of hellish rituals. Upon satiating its hunger, it beckoned once more, this time for a particular individual. Long before the expedition, one good man was promised a power from blood. Seeking vengeance on those whom had done him ill will, he accepted. The practice of Song Demonos came to be. While only men may undergo this ritual, and the power is nearly without limit, most falter at the very mention. Men brave enough to attempt the ritual normally go mad within days. The Indomitable are the sole successors to Sang Damanos. But they are twisted creatures. Often they do not return alone. Only now has it come to pass that it was this abominable power which the Council of Five had discovered. It was unfortunate that these wizards, advisors to the king who sent the expedition, though cunning, lacked the practical knowledge required to avert the soul from evil provocation. Now, deep beneath the island of despair, the wizards seek only reprisal. A broken kingdom is ruled by fear and hatred. The demon calls, and the demon burns.
Ganian, A Man from Blood, is a fantasy horror rife with grim action written by Aaron Dennis. Let the squeamish turn back now. Only the brave should venture forth to storiesbydennis.com. Aaron Dennis is an author that I have no doubts will be making waves in the world of fiction. He's been featured on Tall Tale TV before with his story Other Side, and he's helped this channel immensely in its earliest days. Go check him out. He's almost always got a book or two for free. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you like the story, I post new ones every Monday and Friday. So be sure to hit that subscribe button. I'm Chris Herron, and that's it for today's Tall Tale TV.